Hello and welcome to Dear Franny, the podcast of uncommon conversations about love. I'm your host, Francesca Hoagie. Today's episode is a little different than my usual episode. I will be back in a couple of days with a brand new interview with Amari Ice, who is an amazing matchmaker, relationship coach, author, and my new friend. We had a great conversation, and that's coming up in a couple of days. But in the meantime, I wanted to share something with you today, and it's something that I'm pretty obsessed with. It's something that I talk about a lot, and that is self-love. So what do I mean by self-love? If you go on social media and you search self-love, you're going to find all sorts of things, everything from I love myself, so I bought these shoes, to I have healed my trauma through self-love. So there's a wide range of things that are being labeled through self-love. And obviously the healing trauma through self-love, that's more significant than buying shoes in the name of self-love, not that there's anything wrong with buying shoes, right? But I am very interested in how to help people get the tools to go deeper in their lives. So I am a coach, I am a love coach and a life coach. And no matter what my clients are struggling with, I recognize in them the same struggle that I had for many years, which is equating confidence with self-love. So all of my clients, and I'm sure if you're listening to this, there are things about which you are confident, whether it is your ability to do your job well, or whether it's your loyalty as a friend, or whether you know that you're really good at a particular skill, or you know that you're attractive, you know, in the eyes of most people, or whatever it is. There are things that we feel confident about, our intellect. But being confident is not the same as loving yourself. And there is that deeper love and acceptance and joy, and that knowing who you are and being grateful for you are who you are is so important in life. It's so important for peace. It's so important for happiness. And it's also really important if you want to live your life to the fullest, if you want to have really great loving relationships, if you want to do fulfilling work, if you want to live a life of abundance. All of those things are going to become much, much, much easier if you are able to deepen your self-love. So that is why I am sharing this with you today. And I hope that you need to hear this. I hope this is impactful for you. I am not the end-all be-all expert on self-love. There are lots of people out there who talk about self-love, and a lot of them do it really, really powerfully and help a lot of people. And this is just my system. So it works for me. It works for my clients. I've shared it with a lot of people, and it seems to resonate with most of them. So hopefully it will resonate with you. And if it doesn't, that's okay. And maybe there's some piece of it that does. So take whatever you can from this that speaks to you, that feels true to you, that's something that you see an opportunity to use in your own life. So one thing to note about how I approach self-love is really the way that I approach all love, which is that love is a feeling, it's an emotion, absolutely, but it is also a verb. So there is such a thing as treating yourself with love, loving yourself, being loving towards yourself, and being loving towards other people, right? You know, you may not in every moment feel super in love with your partner or super, you know, loving towards your family member or your friend, but you still have an opportunity to treat them with love, even if that feeling isn't present at that exact moment. And that's the underlying approach that I have to self-love, which is really starting to train yourself to treat yourself with love. And by doing that, then you start to actually feel more love for yourself. So the way that I've broken this down, and I break self-love down into 5 separate elements, and they are self-compassion, self-worth, self-validation, self-care, and self-gratitude. And I call any of our heart-centered desires, so those things that really light us up as humans, love, connection, intimacy, purpose, those real, really deeply felt and held desires, those are the desires that I encourage you and I invite you to use the self-love check-in to bring into your life faster, honestly, because if there's anything I've learned from my own life and for working with clients as a coach for the past 6 years, it's that no matter what you're struggling with, self-love is always at the root of our struggles for these types of desires. And the sooner that we can go deeper into our self-love, the sooner we can have the outcomes that we want in life. So there is nothing wrong with that. So here we go. Here is the self-love check-in. So we start with self-compassion, which is the first element in the Find Love formula. And I start with self-compassion because if you aren't able to be compassionate towards yourself, then you are not able to move forward. If you are beating yourself up, if you have a negative loop of all the things that you've done wrong and all the ways that you suck and all the ways that you fucked it up, if you have that running through your head, then it's real, real, real hard, if not impossible, to move forward. It's certainly not to move forward with any kind of peace. And so we start with self-compassion for that reason. So the check-in for self-compassion is, am I being compassionate towards myself? Am I giving myself a break? Am I able to just say, okay, even if I've messed something up, even if this is hard for me and I'm judging myself as thinking that it shouldn't be hard for me, right? That's how big is that? Like, how, you know, when we have challenges, not only do we have the challenge, but then we have the added challenge of dealing with the emotional outcome of judging ourselves. So we have self-compassion so we can move forward. So when you ask yourself, am I being compassionate towards myself in this process, in this journey, with this struggle, on this subject? If the answer is no, then I want you to stop. I want you to take a breath. I want you to recalibrate. I want you to say, I need to give myself a break here. I need to be compassionate towards myself because I want to do better. I want to grow. I want things to be different in the future. So that is number one, self-compassion. Number two, self-worth. So this is a huge one. And I really encourage you when it comes to self-worth, which is really that belief, the true belief, the real belief that you are worthy of love. You are worthy of respect. You are worthy of abundance. You are worthy. You are inherently worthy as a human of having these things in your life and having these experiences in your life. And this is not a question to ask yourself intellectually, because there's the brain answer, and the brain answer might go, yeah, I'm totally worthy. Yeah, of course I'm worthy. But this is a heart question. So this is to ask yourself, because this is about belief. This isn't about our thoughts. This is about, or what we can intellectualize. This is about what we truly believe. So I invite you, when you're struggling with anything, to ask yourself, do I truly believe that I am worthy of having this thing, this relationship, this job, this money, whatever it is? And sit with the answer. Really ask yourself, you're asking your inner wisdom. You're not asking your brain, you're asking your inner wisdom. So sit with that question and see what comes up. And then if you feel like, ooh, I'm not sure, I'm not feeling so worthy, or I don't know if I feel worthy, then I encourage you to take this next step, which is to decide that you are going to act as if you believed you were worthy, even if you're not feeling it. Because remember, love is a verb. That means it is an action, right? So asking yourself the question, if I truly believed I was worthy of having this thing, what would I do right now? What choice would I make? What action would I take? And then committing to taking that action, even if it doesn't feel like something that you want to do, just taking that action and knowing if you continue to ask yourself that question and you continue to take those actions, then eventually you will become the person who not only acts like you love yourself, but you believe it. You actually feel it. So that's self-worth. Number three in the self-love check-in is self-validation. So self-validation is the ability to recognize, give yourself credit, recognize what you've done well, not perfectly, but recognize the strides that you've made, the accomplishments that you've made, recognize that something has been hard for you, but you've still persevered, you've asked for help, you've reached out, whatever it is, giving yourself that credit. That is a very, very important part of loving yourself and behaving, you know, treating yourself with love. And so you ask yourself, am I able to validate myself? Am I able to give myself credit where credit is due? And am I able to accept validation from other people? Because that's another thing that can really get us messed up when we are so busy judging ourselves and we're so busy in our heads and criticizing ourselves that anytime anybody gives us any positive feedback, it's an immediate deflection. It's an immediate, oh, well, no, it's not a big deal. Or it's an immediate, no, not me. What about you? You're so much better. You're so much prettier. You're so much smarter. You're so much blah, 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 right? All the things that we tell ourselves. So that is the check-in, just to see where you are not, where you're blocking that, you're blocking that validation, you're blocking that acknowledgement, and start to train yourself to accept it, okay? It is an act of love to accept that validation. Number four in the self-love formula and in the self-love check-in is self-care. So what do I mean by self-care? Self-care is a multi-billion dollar industry that includes everything from makeup to alcohol to shoes to massages. I mean, you know, it's a huge industry, and marketers will take pretty much anything and brand it as self-care. A lot of times what they're really talking about is self-indulgence or self-pleasure. And it's not that those things don't have their time and place, but that's not what I'm talking about. What I am talking about is taking stock of how you want to feel. Like, okay, what are the ways? How do I want to feel? How do I want to feel so that I'm showing up in the world and I'm being my most productive? I'm being my most inspired. I'm being my most joyful. I'm being my most peaceful. Whatever it is for you that you really want to feel every day, identifying that. And then you say, okay, what are the actions that I can take? What are the habits that I can develop? What can I do to start to cultivate that in my life? What are the things that I can do to take care of myself so that I can feel that way? And it might be something as simple as you go to bed at a reasonable hour, or you drink water, or you turn your phone off at night, or you tell your sister, I love you, but I'm not going to have this fight with you for the 1 millionth time. Or you say no when somebody at work asks you to take on a project that is not your responsibility, and you don't want to say no because you want everybody to like you, right? Or whatever it is. For me, I have these words that I use as sort of my guidepost. And this is a work in progress. This list started with 3 words, then it went to 4 words, and now it's at 5 words. And my 5 words of how I want to feel every day, it happens to work out as an acronym, which is helpful. And my acronym is PRIDE. And those words are powerful, relaxed, inspired, determined, and excited. So I know that if I feel powerful, relaxed, inspired, determined, and excited, I'm going to show up in the world with a lot of enthusiasm. I'm going to show up with an open heart, with an open mind. I'm not going to take things personally. I'm going to be able to be more loving, more present, more generous towards other people. I'm going to feel better. I'm going to be happier. So those words really, really resonate with me. So figuring out for yourself, what are the words that resonate with you, and then what can you start to do? So the check-in for self-care is to ask yourself, what are the things that I'm doing to support the way that I want to feel? And if that answer is not much, then what is one action that you can take right now that is in the direction of self-care, is in the direction of setting yourself up to feel that way? So self-care, super duper important. And then the fifth and final element in the self-love formula is self-gratitude. So self-gratitude is beyond worthiness, because worthiness, you can kind of begrudgingly feel worthy, right? Like you can kind of say like, okay, I guess that if everyone is worthy of love, then I suppose I am too, right? You can kind of go, okay, I guess I'm not the least worthy person in the world, right? Okay, fine. I guess I deserve a break, right? Okay, I guess I do some things okay. You can kind of be begrudging with it, but this is why self-love for me is made up of all these different elements, because there are so many different parts of our lives and ways to approach it. So when it comes to self-gratitude, I think of this as really, really celebrating who you are, being grateful for the person that you get to be on this planet, recognizing that your collection of traits and experiences and perspectives and passions, like these are one of a kind. There is no one else like you. You are not an accident. You are meant to be. And that the more that you can step into that knowing, into that power, into loving yourself, the more you get to be the person that you are meant to be and show up in the world and do the things that you're meant to do in the world. So self-gratitude is really, to me, kind of like the holy grail of self-love. If we can be grateful for who we get to be, right? Not for who you are, but who you get to be, the privilege that you have of getting to be you on this planet. So the check-in for self-gratitude is, how can I start to be grateful? What can I be grateful for about myself right now? To recap the five elements of self-love as I define them, self-compassion, self-worth, self-validation, self-care, and self-gratitude. So if this resonates with you, and I hope that it does, or if there's any piece of what I've just said that resonates with you, I really encourage you to treat loving yourself as a practice, as a lifelong practice, and to whatever resonates with you, whoever resonates with you on this topic, please just start to incorporate this practice of loving yourself into your life a little bit more every single day. And when you do that, you will start to feel it. The feelings will catch up with the actions as long as you are willing to take those actions. So thank you for listening. I feel like I just kind of like spit all that out really quickly. But I get really passionate about this topic, so I get a little carried away sometimes. And if you are interested in going deeper into loving yourself, if you're interested in going deeper into loving yourself as a way to break negative dating habits and patterns and to find love and to get into a really amazing relationship, because guess what? You can get into a relationship. You can love other people if you don't love yourself, but that love is going to be inherently dysfunctional because you're going to be looking to another person to fill something within you that no one can fill but you. So if you are ready to prioritize that, you're ready to move past the stage of your life where you don't love yourself, then I encourage you to reach out to me because this is what I do. I am a coach. I work with people to help them to love themselves, love their lives, and to get into relationships that they love. So you can connect with me on social media. I am at Dear Franny on all platforms. In the show notes, there'll be links to my social media. There'll also be a link to my website. You can book a free session with me. And you can also, of course, stay in touch with the podcast at Dear Franny Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And this is a time-sensitive announcement, but today is Tuesday, September 3rd. If you happen to hear this podcast today or tomorrow, which is Wednesday, September 4th, I also have an online group course. It is virtual, so you can take it wherever you are in the world. It's 8 weeks long. It is for women. This is the first time I've done it. Maybe next year when I do it, maybe I will open it up. But right now it is for women and is for women who want to find love. And I introduced you today to the self-love formula, but the course is based on the find love formula, which is another five-step system that I have created. Just as I created a system to help you love yourself more, I've also created a system to help you find love more quickly and with a lot more ease. And so self-love is part of that. It is the first step in the self-love form. I'm sorry, self-love is the first step in the find love formula, but it goes into more of the love confidence and dating skills and how to prioritize your needs versus your wants and all of that. So it's going to be really comprehensive. I would love to have you. There'll be a link in the show notes. So if you're interested and you happen to be listening to this on Tuesday, September 3rd or Wednesday, September 4th, then you got in under the wire. This is 2019. You got it under the wire. So be sure to click on the link in the show notes and you can check all that out and get more information. Okay, there we go. Thank you so much. Wherever you are in the world, I appreciate your time, your attention. And if you are enjoying this podcast, please be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. I've got some great interviews coming up, so it's not always going to be me talking, mostly not, hopefully. But there's some great episodes coming up, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss them. And if you are enjoying this podcast, I would so appreciate a review and a rating. So thank you in advance, and thank you for listening. Have a beautiful day or night wherever you are in the world. Goodbye.